walking with, not fixing, the quiet work of being there. I imagine that even now you could easily bring to mind people who are hurting around you, family, friends, church family, colleagues, neighbours. We live in a fallen world. How do we help these people when the hurting doesn't go away? I don't want to disillusion you, but I won't be providing an answer. I expect you already know that. Since getting alongside people is relational, there is no simple instruction. And yet, there are biblical truths we can cling to. I'll also share some simple do's and don'ts. No magic wand. When we think about hurt, it often falls into two categories. External hurt that comes from painful circumstances beyond us, such as bereavement, illness, or sudden loss and upheaval. Internal hurt tends to live on the inside and is often relational, shaped by betrayal, rejection, and ongoing disappointment or discouragement. We want to bring comfort, but we need to realise that we can't fix every hurt. There's no magic wand to wave. However, that doesn't mean that God cannot use us in these situations. Biblically, comfort doesn't mean taking the pain away. It means coming alongside someone to strengthen them so that they can endure it. The Greek word in the Bible is parakletio, which means come close alongside to encourage, strengthen, fortify, exhort, urge and console in the midst of adversity. We can bring hope and hold hope, pointing the person to God. Carrying hope. Let's remember some foundational biblical truths, verses that remind us of God's involvement in our lives. He's holding us and caring for us as we seek to comfort one another. Romans 8:38-39 tell us we're always held in God's love. Nothing can separate us. Psalm 23:4 pictures Jesus as our shepherd, whose presence and protection mean that we can walk in the darkest valleys. It can be a comforting experience rather than a terrifying one. In Isaiah 41:10, God promises to strengthen and help us, holding us by the hand, so we don't need to worry about stumbles or setbacks. Then the prayer in Romans 8:15-13 addresses the Lord as the God of hope, who is more than able to flood us with hope, joy and peace by the power of the Holy Spirit, such that this overflows to others. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 calls God the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort. And the comfort we've experienced from him makes us more than capable of comforting others, even if our hurt was different to theirs. Please note, I'm in no way suggesting that we throw verses at people, but the Holy Spirit loves to draw on our mental store of verses in order to comfort us and inform the way we comfort others as we help them unpack their hurt. And there are times when it's appropriate to share the truth in love. What not to do? Let's get practical. Here are some things it's unhelpful to say to someone who's hurting, even if you're thinking them or there is an element of truth in them. Everything will work out. We cannot guarantee this, and some things we have no control over. Everything happens for a reason. God is sovereign, but we will never even know why a specific thing is happening. Don't worry, be happy. This is nothing more than a platitude. I know exactly what you're going through. You may have been through a similar situation, but each person's experience of the situation will be unique. Time heals all wounds. We do journey with that truth, processing and framing, but it's not much help in the immediate. Other people have it worse. True, but comparing doesn't help. Also, you've no idea of the impact the current situation is having on this individual. What you should do is telling others what to do in an attempt to fix the situation is not helpful or wise. So what can we offer? Our presence, time and attention. Practical service, meals, shopping, childcare. A listening ear. Often people just want to be heard, given permission to feel the feelings and have them validated. Words, carefully chosen, wholesome, helpful for building others up according to their needs and benefiting those who listen, as in Ephesians 4:29. It might be appropriate to gently share what's helped you and suggest that they might like to try it. Maybe looking at a verse together with honest instruction would be helpful. Really believing in God's love may be tricky for the person right now. You can offer a safe, non-judgmental space for them to express this. Prayer. Knowing that you are praying for them, i.e. praying in Romans 15:13 for them, and asking for specific requests. They may want you to pray at the time with them, or they may prefer you to go away and pray. And then just saying, I'm here, let me know how I can support and help. If they're a Christian, then you're trying to point them to God and encouraging them to look for signs of God's comfort in the everyday. He is with them through this. If they don't know Christ, then you're seeking to be Jesus to them, demonstrating his love. God can use these hard moments in people's lives to reveal himself to them, but we need to love without a hidden agenda. Walking alongside someone who is hurting is hard. Galatians 6 offers a helpful framework. We love by helping to carry the burdens that might crush someone alone, verse 2, without adding weight through judgments, platitudes or comparisons, verses 3 to 4. We also recognise our limits, bringing burdens to God and seeking additional support where needed, verse 5. We're ready to share something good from God's word when appropriate, verse 6. We keep walking closely with them, trusting God and refusing to give up hope, verse 9. We get to carry the person into the presence of God in prayer, and we are the presence of God by his Spirit.